Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. District listening posts have been taking place or are coming up in the near future. And this is one of the many grassroots efforts that Kansas Farm Bureau does. And then to talk about these different listening posts is the Director of Policy Development, Nancy Brown, and Kansas Farm Bureau Douglas County Farmer and Rancher and District 2 Resolutions Committee Representative, Glenn Tornberger. Thank you both so much for taking the time out of your day to join us. Nancy, getting started with you in your role as policy development, what are the district listening posts?
Yeah, so the district listening posts are kind of a way to wrap up our issue surfacing for the year. So our issue surfacing starts really in January, you know, kind of immediately following our annual meeting in December when we set policy. We start that process all over again in January, and we start that with issue surfacing from a variety of sources. We have our district issue surfacing meetings that happen across the state in the spring, and we also have ag advisory committees who meet and make recommendations for policy development. And we also have an online issue surfacing form that members can use at any time to submit issues that they would like the resolutions committee to look at. So all of those topics come to our resolutions committee, and they meet in the spring and again in the summer, and they spend a lot of time and effort going through all of those, doing research, talking through the topics, and learning as much as they can about them so that they can write some tentative resolutions. And so our listening post is a chance for members to see those tentative resolutions and provide any input that they might have on those. You know, if they say that's not quite what I was looking for, or yeah, that's exactly what I was hoping that you guys would come up with, or if there are new issues that have come up, you know, since then, that's their opportunity to bring those up as well. So again, it's just a chance for members to see what the resolutions committee has come up with and provide any last input before that final draft of those tentative resolutions is created for the annual meeting in December.
For those who want to share that input, then it'd be best for them to attend if they're going to have opinions on something.
Correct. Yes, that is the best way for them to provide, to see what is there and to provide input back to that resolutions committee representative.
What members can attend the district listening post?
They are open to all voting members. And even if, you know, they're hosted by district, but if there is one in a neighboring district that is closer to your farm or ranch, then you're more than welcome to attend that. It's not, you know, they're not restricted to only members in that district. You can go to any of them that are convenient for you.
Nancy, you talked a little bit about what the district listening posts are there for. How have you seen it benefit Kansas Farm Bureau?
So like I mentioned, it's just a really good way to get feedback from members. We get those issue surfacing topics that come in the spring and work through them. The resolutions committee works through them. And this is a good chance for us to learn if that's what members had in mind, if that addressed what those members had in mind, you know, when they brought an issue up or proposed some policy, if that's really what they wanted and if that addressed their issues.
Clint, coming over to you as someone who is also a Kansas Farm Bureau member, but also serves on that committee, could you first share a little bit about how long you have served on the committee and what a little bit of that has looked like in the past?
So I'm almost completely through my second year on the committee. So almost two full years in. That has, for me, looked like the first year, a lot of learning about how things went, and this year kind of getting into a bit of a groove of how the meetings go and that type of stuff. Like Nancy said, it starts in the spring with the issues surfacing meetings, and those are a fantastic way for our members to provide input on issues that they feel like are important to farmers and ranchers across the state. And then our summer meetings with the resolutions committee, taking those issues that were brought up across the state and doing a deep dive into those and finding out any other information that we need to draft policy that's important to help lobby on the behalf of farmers and ranchers across the whole state.
Serving on the resolutions committee is not just a quick 30-minute meeting or a quick email back and forth a few times a year. So why do you take the time and energy to serve on that committee?
Because it's incredibly important. It's incredibly important from several different aspects, but one being, you know, Farm Bureau was founded, Kansas Farm Bureau and even national farm bureaus were founded on the idea of grassroots development, whether that's programming or whether that's in this case policy. And so that grassroots starts every year in the spring with meeting with our members and meeting with our county boards and seeing what's important in those counties across the state. And then meeting as a committee of representatives from each district to discuss how maybe those issues in Eastern Kansas don't align with the issues in Western Kansas, or maybe they do. And so it's incredibly important for us to have those meetings and that they aren't short meetings. So, you know, that's the reason I do it. I enjoy learning about the issues across the state. Sometimes we get stuck in our little box in our corner of the state and forget about things that are important in other parts. And so it's good to kind of get a refresher on that as well.
For members who are thinking about attending the district listening post, but are concerned that no one's going to understand what they're actually talking about, what do you have to say to those people?
Come anyway. That's the short answer. And I think sometimes people get discouraged because they maybe have a differing opinion or something like that. But that's the beauty of how our policy system works, is that we have that ability for you to voice your opinion. And there's probably other people that share that opinion with you and feel like that's something that we should get behind. And then there's going to be other people that disagree with that. At the end of the day, we're all still farmers and ranchers, and we all have the same goals and roles and responsibilities on our own farms. And so even if we don't always see eye to eye on policy, we do have a common thread between us, and it's always civil and come anyway.
Clint, you mentioned that you're kind of getting to the end of your second year of serving on the resolutions committee. How have you seen district listening posts or meetings similar to that contribute to what you do as a committee?
Anytime we have the ability for our members to review our policy, you know, the work that's been put in throughout the last year by the resolutions committee, and to get that feedback and say, you know, we're taking this in the right direction or we're taking this in the wrong direction, it's incredibly important for us as committee members to get that input.
Nancy, Clint, both of you on this, why should folks take the time out of their evenings to attend these events?
I would just say, again, as it's been mentioned, this is grassroots policy development. And so it's just so important for the grassroots to be there and have input. When your farm organization is lobbying on your behalf or representing you in whatever capacity, you know, we may be representing you, we need good, solid policy that represents what the farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau want and need to be successful on their operation. So again, it's that grassroots process, and it is important to have members there to be part of that.
Exactly what Nancy said. You know, one of the worst things, in my opinion, is when we hear complaints after the fact that people don't like the way that Kansas Farm Bureau maybe supported or didn't support a policy. And without input from members ahead of time, we can't know where we should stand on something. So that's why it's so important for people to attend these meetings. Reach out to your county farm bureaus. They can put you in touch with your district resolutions committee person and get that input into the system so that we can know where we need to stand. We have a great tool online for policy development. You can submit your policy development. If you don't know who to reach out to or something like that, you can submit your policy recommendations right there on the website. And that goes directly to your county president and your county or your district resolutions committee person, as well as staff. So
for someone who couldn't make their meeting, if it's already passed, or can't make it, or just absolutely missed the district's meeting, can they submit online? Is it only available for a period of time or any time of year if they have an issue come up? Should they go ahead and submit it in the sense of issue surfacing?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that is up year round.
If you're having any misconceptions, go ahead and take the time and go on www.kfb.org and find that issue surfacing to submit if you have something that you think Kansas Farm Bureau should be knowledgeable about.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's available on the advocacy tab of the website. So, like Clint mentioned, it's available year round. I would recommend, if you have some policy suggestions, you know, the earlier in the year you can get it in, the better, because that just gives the resolutions committee more time with it and more time to research and study the issue, but it is available year round.
If you are thinking about attending your district's listening post, please feel free to go ahead and do that. Today, we are joined by Director of Policy Development, Nancy Brown, and Kansas Farm Bureau Douglas County Farmer and Rancher and District 2 Resolutions Committee Representative, Clint Hornberger. Thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you are interested in attending one of the events, District 1, 3, 6, and 8 are still due to have theirs. District 1, you're having yours October 10th at the Red Rock Guest Ranch. District 3 is happening October 5th at Southeast Kansas Education Service Center in Girard. District 6 is taking place October 13th at the Gaylord Community Center. If you're interested in possibly attending virtually, contact your field service manager or county coordinator. District 8, you are about here out on October 3rd, happening at the Military Plaza Break Room in Dodge City. You need to RSVP for that event at 785-532-8979. Again, that number is 785-532-8979. If you're interested in keeping up to date with things that are happening in Kansas Farm Bureau and in the agriculture industry, you can subscribe to our e-news by going to kfb.org/e-news. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.